John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Jason Big Joe, 1025, 1063, the game here on this Wednesday. Predators back in action tonight. One more game before the All-Star break against the Los Angeles Kings. And on the line now with us is the Predators All-Star, Philip Forsberg. Phil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fantastic. I know that obviously you got the point, and those points are very important, especially this time of year. But I know you guys wanted the 2 points against Ottawa the other night. So how do you take a little bit of what you learned in that game, apply it tonight, and go out strong before the All-Star break?
Yeah. I mean, there was certainly a lot of good things to start, but then not a whole lot of good after that. So there's a lot to learn from, but I think that's, like I said, the point was crucial. But at the same time, when we had that start, we obviously were not looking at one, we were looking at two. So that's something that we definitely have to learn from going forward.
Does a game like tonight, when you're playing a team, the LA Kings, that they're in the, similar position that you are, fighting for a playoff spot, do these games even in late January feel like playoff games?
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of the games we played lately, I mean, you saw the Minnesota was a similar situation, Edmonton too. Obviously the results went either way there, one win, one loss. So these games are going to keep coming for us. And obviously with the break on the horizon too, I think we need to take care of business tonight to go into a break on a little bit of a better note.
Yeah, Philip, I was going to ask you how important it is for this. You got a 10-day break coming up as a team to start that break off with a big win tonight. That's got to be kind of the ultimate goal tonight, I would guess.
Yeah, for sure. I think you can't really control if you're going to win or you're going to lose, but you can control at least the effort we put on out there. And like I said, we did had one really good period against Ottawa, but that was clearly not enough. So we got to try to put together a more complete 60-minute effort. And I do think that's going to be enough. But like I said, it's more about the effort and kind of playing the right way that we want to play.
You are the ultimate pro. And how much did you let somebody handle all the All-Star preparations for you, and you worry about it when you get up there? How does that all work, the dynamic work?
A little bit of both. I mean, obviously the NHL and the Preds do a really good job helping out. They put on a pretty tight schedule that you can just kind of sit down and relax. And then my boy Barney, our media guy, is coming with me too, so that'd be nice. Just so he can kind of babysit whenever I need to be anywhere and do interviews and stuff like that. So that's gonna be awesome. But normally it's like I said, the NHL events that I have been done, it's a really good setup. They do a good job. They take good care of us. And like I said, now with Barney in charge too, it's going to be a problem-free ride, hopefully.
Chatting with Philip Forsberg, Predators forward, Preds in action tonight against the Los Angeles Kings. An earlier start time, pregame at 5:30, the puck drop at 6:30. And not only are you going to the All-Star game, but your buddy George Kittle going to the Super Bowl. So, I would assume with the NHL schedule, it might be hard for you to get there, but I know you're going to be cheering him on.
Yeah, for sure. We do play Saturday against Arizona at home after the break. So if there's anyone traveling from Nashville to Vegas there and back during Sunday Super Bowl, let me know.
We'll make some calls for you and see what we can do. Have you gotten to talk much to each other through all this?
It's nuts. I know how it is in the playoffs for us, and I can only imagine how it is for them when they only play the one game too a week, so everybody probably feel very inclined to reach out and tell him how great he is. So I think during the playoffs, I just kind of let him do his thing. I shoot him a text when they win, obviously, and we'll just hear and very, very limited chatting like that. But I think it's like I said, the playoffs, you're in your own bubble, and I just try to kind of let him do his thing. And he's doing well. It's awesome to watch.
Philip, when you go to these All-Star games and you play in it, do you get starstruck, or is there a moment like, my goodness, what am I doing here? I mean, is it all kind of surreal for you?
I mean, I've only been to one, and that was my rookie year, so that was definitely the case for that one. I was obviously I must have done something well to get obviously selected, but that was definitely the case of what am I doing here compared to some of these guys. But now almost 10 years later, things are a little different, obviously, but you're still amazed by some of the skill set that some of these guys have, and obviously I'm one of them. There's a reason I'm there, but at the same time, it'll be cool to kind of sit down and watch the skills comp and see these guys go against each other, because there's some special people out there for sure.
It's funny, Phil. So on the, I don't know if you know this or not, but on the suite level at Bridgestone Arena, there's actually still a picture of you and Shea Weber from the All-Star game that you went to, that you both were at. And I walked by it the other day and kind of did a double take, because I guess you said it was 10 years. It's hard to believe it's been that long.
I know. It's gone by quick. I think that was maybe 9 years, because it was 14, 15 season. So that's been – a lot has changed for all of us.
I know. It was such a great time, and you should have been at least 7 or 8 of those, and hopefully you get to 7, 8 in your career. Tonight, focus on the Kings. What do they do good? What do you got to be kind of weary of when you take the ice tonight?
I mean, we obviously know what situation they're in. They've been struggling a little bit lately, and after a hot start, their game is not where they want to be. So they're, same as we just talked about, they're going to be looking to end their season, so to speak, and their pre-break season here on a high note, just as we just talked about. So they're going to be ready there. They obviously played, I think, Sunday, so they've been in Nashville for a few days prepping for this game, and so they'll be ready. And like I said, they're a good, solid team. You look at their lineup, they're pretty deep throughout all four lines and three deep pairs. So they present a big challenge, but at the same time, we played them not too long ago. We had a lot of success. So I think we just got to kind of replicate that and put some goals behind Rittich if he's playing, our old friend there. So that'd be fun.
Yeah, and you got a couple of old friends there. I know Arvey's been hurt, but Fiala playing there. Do you guys trash talk a little bit when you run into each other on the ice?
I mean, a little bit here and there. He's obviously a feisty guy, as you guys know, and so am I sometimes. So it's almost that big brother, little brother relationship that we've had since he first came in. It's been fun watching him grow, not just on the ice, but also getting a little more mature. He's not going to be the most mature guy in the history. I think that we just figured that out already. But he's funny. He's, like I said, he's got a lot of fire in him. And we went to dinner the other night in L.A. with Arvey, too, which was awesome to catch up with those guys. And so there's always a little bit of friendly feistiness, so to speak, out there.
Philip, the other Philip on the team, Phil Tomasino, had a beautiful goal the other night. And we've kind of seen him start to really show his confidence. And a lot of these young guys have done that. But what have you seen out of him specifically that, kind of makes you proud? You talk about the big brother, little brother relationship. I would assume it's kind of the same with him.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think there's been a lot of growth, and obviously we're seeing it on the ice, but I think a lot of it has come off the ice as well. I mean, I obviously, like we touched on earlier, was in the same position. You come in as a young guy, you want to make an impact offensively, and obviously I think he did that his first year, then obviously took a year in Milwaukee where he kind of grew a lot, I think, and you see it a little bit more maturity, a little bit more on the decision-making on the ice. But I think just off the ice, he's taking steps, which is really cool. And at the end of the day, that's going to translate. And the goal last night, I mean, that skill has always been there, and it's just going to keep shining through the more opportunity he's going
to
get.
Hey, Philip, let's go back to the dinner in Los Angeles. Who picks up the check?
That's a good question, because we're normally it's the alligator arms that everybody just disappears. But we were actually all three of us were reaching in, but Kevin took it because he was, and Arvey wasn't playing. So Kevin used that as an excuse. And I did take the 45-minute Uber ride in traffic in L.A., so I guess I did earn a little bit.
Yes, you did, man. That's awesome.
So Kevin did pay for that one, so that was nice of him.
Very, very nice. Philip, thanks so much, as always. Enjoy the All-Star game. Go get 2 points tonight, but then enjoy the All-Star game and the break. And by the way, congratulations to you on the news that you're going to be a dad. That's fantastic news.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. You guys take care as well.
That's Philip Forsberg joining us here on the program. And again, reminder, earlier start time tonight. We'll have pregame for you with Max Herz at 5:30. Then the puck drop just after 6:30 at Bridgestone Arena. Final game before the All-Star break. It's also Black History Night at Bridgestone Arena. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and also celebrity birthdays. It's Chasing Big Joe, presented by Regal Realty Group. 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.